안녕하십니까? 예,
Hello everyone.
성경연구소인데
I am
이은혜
Pastor
목사입니다.
Gitali of Sun Mission Center.
"오늘 읽은 말씀에 귀신 얘기 많이 나오죠?"
In the verses we read today, there is a lot about demons. Some people might feel frightened by the mention of demons.
저도 예전에는 그랬습니다.
I used to get frightened.
예수 그리스도를 믿고 나서부터는
But since having faith in Jesus Christ, this has totally changed. Instead, the demons fear me. This is not only for me, but for all who believe in Jesus. Demons fear Jesus Christ, and hence, they fear anyone that has received Jesus Christ and become one with Him. Some people get possessed by demons and suffer greatly. When I see them, I have a strong desire to go and help. If one understands the picture of God's will, that is God's will, then they can restrain the words of these unclean demons.
지금 읽으신 그 말씀은 마태
The scripture we just read is also found in the book of Matthew. But what we read is from the book of Luke. It was written by a man named Luke. Jesus went to the region of the Gadarenes.
그 도시에 사는 사람 중에 귀신 들린 사람
And there was a man who was demon possessed. This man didn't wear clothes and lived among the tombs. To the people, he appeared as a madman who had become insane. His condition may be described as schizophrenia. There are quite a number of people suffering from it. They can't use their own will, but are controlled by another person's will. And they have no control over their bodies. When Jesus went to the town, he encountered the man. Although it is not written here in detail, the same event is written in the book of Matthew, where there were actually two men. So Jesus said to the man, "Come out." However, he wasn't instructing the man to come out, but addressing the demon inside the man. Demons love to go into people's bodies. And when told to come out, they often resist. So the demon begged, "Please let me stay here." And then he said, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God." The remarkable thing is that none of the people at the time believed that Jesus is the Son of God. Even though Jesus declared it himself, they couldn't understand him. However, this demon actually recognized who Jesus was. The demon said, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God." Then he said, "What have I to do with you? I have nothing to do with you. I beg you, do not torment me." And the demon later pleads Jesus not to send him into the abyss. The term abyss means a bottomless pit, a spiritual space where demons are sent. Have you come to send us to the abyss before the time has come? This indicates that demons must go into the abyss when a certain time comes, and it is a torment for them. So they begged him, "Please do not send us into the abyss." At that point, Jesus would have instructed them to leave. Then the demon replied, "If you are going to send us out, allow us to enter the herd of swine over there, rather than sending us into the abyss." In the region of Gadarenes, one of the mainly means of livelihoods was pig farming. Instead of raising pigs in farms, they allowed them to graze freely. Just as sheep are grazed in the open grassland, they did the same with the pigs. There would have been hundreds or even thousands of them there. Jesus asked the demon-possessed man, "Who are you?" To be precise, he said, "What is your name?" If there was only one demon, it would have responded, "I am so and so." When I went to China as a missionary, I was just an ordinary believer and did not have much experience of driving out demons. Although I had some prior experiences, during my visit to a particular village, there was a person who suffered from epilepsy, such as foaming at the mouth and collapsing on the ground. While I was preaching, he started to have an epileptic seizure. So, I cursed the demon in him. "You unclean demon, get out of him." In response, the demon screamed in torment. I then asked, "What is your name?" The answer that came through the man's lips was, "Since I wasn't from the town, I didn't know who it was. But he said, 'I am Wang Xianyan.'" Wang was the surname. Everyone in the town knew Wang Xianyan and was all surprised, though I didn't know who it was. All the people of the town knew this Wang Xianyan. So I asked the demon, "Who is Wang Xianyan?" It turns out she was a young girl who lived in the town but tragically took her own life by hanging a few years ago. I then asked, "Why did you come into this person?" She explained that she came in when he was startled by something. While this man was working, someone approached him from behind and frightened him. And he fell down, and then he started to epileptic fit. That was his first epileptic fit. And this reminds us that we should avoid the suggestions because these opportunities can provide for demons to enter individuals. So the demon manifested, I cursed it, and then the demon left. Later, I returned to the village after being away for 6 months. When I called the person and asked if he had experienced an epileptic fit again, he said he never had one at all. In this way, demons can reveal their own names. So when Jesus asked, "Who are you? What is your name?" the demon that was within the man, living in the region of the gardeners, replied, "Legion," and added, "For we are many." If it had been just one, it would have given its name. Instead, the demon answered, "We are a legion. How many were there?" There were roughly 2,000 pigs nearby, and if the demons could possess the entire herd, it means there were likely more than 2,000 demons in total. We can gain a better understanding of this from the demon's response, which was legion. A legion referred to a unit in the Roman army during the period. It is similar to a regiment. The demon replied, "We are a legion. At the time, there was a conflict between the people of the region and the Roman army, resulting in the deaths of over 2,000 individuals. Many of these demons had entered into the one man. Consequently, he couldn't overcome this, lost his sanity, and became mentally disturbed. Then when Jesus appeared before him, the demons couldn't hide, but revealed their presence. They begged him, saying, "What have I to do with you? Do not torment me. Please leave me. If you intend to send us into the abyss, allow us to enter the herd of pigs instead, because the time has not come yet." Jesus granted their request. And then what happened? Demons are invisible, right? However, the demons that were inside this man were driven out. At the moment, the herd of pigs, numbering about 2,000, rushed in one direction. They rushed towards a steep cliff that led to the sea. The herd of pigs rushed toward the cliff, plunged into the sea, and drowned. They perished. When a demon enters a person, its nature manifests. Whether the demon enters a person it favors or not, it will display its own character. Consequently, the main action of a demon within a person is to destroy, causing illness, death, and suffering. Even if the demon enters someone he cares about, its ultimate goal is to destroy. Thus, getting close to a demon will finally result in personal loss. However, many people in Korea, Asia, and across the world seek to maintain a close relationship with demons. Why? They believe that the demons can provide immediate help, so they worship them and perform ancestral rituals. While demons may seem to offer temporary protection, finally, individuals who invite them share the same fate as the demons. For example, if a person who died of cancer becomes a demon and enters another person, that person may also develop cancer. If a person who died from alcoholism becomes a demon and possesses someone, the possessed individual may start drinking excessively. These occurrences can be quite frightening. However, for those who believe in Jesus, these situations are not frightening. A certain pastor in China shared the testimony with me. One of his believers experienced shortness of breath whenever a demon manifests in him. As the demon manifests in him, a red mark would appear on his neck like a rash. At first, the pastor wondered what it was. However, as he continued to drive out the demon, he discovered that the demon had originally been a person who had taken their own life by hanging. Even in the 21st century, with advanced scientific knowledge, these occurrences are common in our surroundings. People often dismiss them. But in reality, these events happen frequently. Such incidents are indeed quite common in churches like our Seongnak Church, where we have a deep understanding of the Bible and the spiritual realities it reveals. Many church members have personally experienced the driving out demons from themselves and have also participated in delivering others from demonic oppression. However, the problem is that in the world, people often consider demons as friends and cooperate with them. They make deals with the demons saying, "I will look after you and you must worship me." This is the worldly way. I know someone from my school days who had a similar experience. His father had passed away in a car accident when he was young. Later, when he was about to start his own business, his father appeared to him and suggested to him in a dream. His father said, "Although you are the youngest, serve me well, and I will make your business flourish." The dream was so vivid that he decided to take on the responsibility of rituals and ceremonies. So, he started his business in this way. People collaborate with demons. But did the success continue? The business did well for a while, but eventually it became too difficult, and it collapsed completely. One of his employees was a relative of his. However, as time went on, these relatives experienced too much stress because they were not getting paid. Sadly, one of these relatives, who was still in 30s, died of liver cancer. So, even though things seemed to be going well for a short time, in the end, everything fell apart. This is what demons do. Demons not only torment us on the earth, but finally hinder a person's spirit from meeting God, leading them to be cursed and eventually become a demon, ending up in hell. That is what they do. The very reason why Jesus, the Son of God, came to this world was to save humanity in such desperate state. So Jesus himself judged the prince of demons. What the prince of demons did was kill Jesus. He killed Jesus by the way of the laws in the world, legally sentencing Jesus to death. However, do you know what is more remarkable? God raised Jesus to life from the dead. Although he was legally put to death, God raised Jesus to life, affirming that Jesus is without sin. Therefore, since Jesus has already defeated the authority of demons, those who believe in Jesus today possess the authority to overcome demons. Where is this authority found? It is in the name of God, namely Jesus. That is why we believe in Jesus. When we rebuke demons in Jesus' name, they will flee. We can be healed too. Though I'm not a special person, by cursing them in Jesus' name, I have witnessed the blind regain their sight and the deaf regain their hearing. Among our Sonak church members who pray earnestly and obediently follow God's word, have similar experiences. Therefore, all of us can truly live with the power that is like God. But what did the demon-possessed man in the region of the garden say to Jesus? They confessed, "You are the Son of God." But what have I to do with you? Please leave me. However, when the demons were driven out of him, what happened to him? He regained his sanity. He was in his right mind and sat before Jesus. Later, he even said he would follow Jesus. But Jesus dissuaded him and sent him up, saying, "Go to your family and testify about what you experienced." He was so sound in his mind that even he wanted to become a disciple and followed him. However, there were surely people who witnessed the herd of pigs rushing into the water and drowning. Those individuals went into town and shared the entire story with the townspeople. They saw the demon-possessed man being restored to his senses and the herd of pigs perishing, which caused them to become concerned. What worried them was the possibility that if Jesus remained in their town, or the pigs in the town would also die. That was their primary concern. Consequently, they thought, "We cannot let this man stay in our town. He will take away our livelihood." So they begged Jesus, saying, "Please leave us." As a result, Jesus left that region. They sent away the Son of God. The Son of God was too much of a burden to them. If he remained with them, all the demons would get expelled, but all the pigs would die too, resulting in immediate financial loss. This is why they requested that Jesus leave right away. If they had accepted Jesus, those people would have received eternal life. They would have been healed, and all of their troubles would have been resolved. They would have received answers to problems that even people of the world couldn't help with. The most fundamental problem would have been resolved. However, they chose to send Jesus away just to save their pigs. What those people said is the same as what the demons said. "What have I to do with you? Why have you come to torment me? Why did you come here to cause trouble on us? Why are you causing us financial losses? Please leave us." By doing so, they distanced themselves from Jesus entirely. In other words, they had nothing to do with God. They missed out on receiving any of what God wanted to give them. In this way, as we strive to protect our financial gains, as well as our traditions and culture, we may end up pushing away Jesus, who came to give us life and blessings. Each one of you must recognize who it is that you are seeking to meet here in our church. He is God. Jesus is the one who can bestow upon us the life. He is incomparably more precious than any herd of pigs. He is the one who can provide us with that which you must acquire, even if it means losing the pigs. You might be concerned about missing work on the Lord's Day when you come to church. And yes, there could be some financial loss. However, through Jesus, you have the opportunity to gain something far more precious than that through Jesus. I'm responsible for the Chinese worship service, and there are many Chinese individuals who come to the service. The reason why they have come to Korea is to earn money. Regardless of their previous work in China, when they come here, they have to the labor. Despite these challenging circumstances, they must search for employment that allows them to take Lord's Day off for worship. But is finding such a job easy? Which restaurant or workplace closed on Lord's Days? Therefore, finding suitable employment can be quite challenging for them. So some individuals are willing to sacrifice economic stability and endure hardships, determined not to leave Seoul. They are resolute in their pursuit of employment that allows them to have Lord's Day off for worship. Eventually, through persistent prayer, they do find suitable jobs. Interestingly, these people may not seem to earn a lot, but when you look back, everything appears to go well for them. On the other hand, those who relentlessly chase after money may seem to accumulate wealth, but in the end, they find themselves with nothing to show for it. There was an individual who had been working in Korea while staying illegally for about 10 years. However, when he was about to return home, he fell ill and went to see a doctor, and he was diagnosed with cancer. Because he didn't have health insurance in Korea, he couldn't afford the treatment here, so he went to China for medical care. Likewise, man does not know what is ahead of him. Without God meeting us, we cannot guarantee anything. Therefore, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, that you will welcome him. May you not be like those who, for the sake of a few pigs, said, "Please leave us. What have we to do with you?" Instead, in the name of Jesus, I bless you all, that you will all say, "Jesus, the Son of God, please come and meet me." I will pray. God our Father, we thank you for sending us your Son Jesus. You are willing to give us your life and your blessing. And you have faithfully fulfilled the purpose. We pray that your will may be fulfilled upon the lives of everyone gathered here today. Please help them to open their hearts wide to meet the Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.